Everybody, welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast, and we are thrilled today to finish up this epic Thanksgiving week marathon event with our last coverage of the movies that played this weekend, and then we'll be back up to just the normal Christmas coverage. So we're going to be talking today about Christmas in Rome. We're going to be talking about Sense and Sensibility and Snowman and Christmas Town. And I'm film critic Rachel Wagner, and I'm joined today by our very good friend, co-host Caroline.
Hey.
Yes. And friend of the podcast, Emma at the Hallmark Mark is here.
Hey, what's up?
Yes. It's so good to hear your voice.
I know.
It's been a while.
I don't like listening to my own voice, but I like talking to you. Yeah. So that's what I meant when I said that.
I know. We miss you. I miss you.
I miss you guys a lot.
And you have been hard at work on the blog. It's very exciting. I saw today you posted.
Yes, it's been so crazy this year. We took a humongous family trip to Disney World. So that took up a big chunk of Countdown to Christmas for me, but I'm really excited to get back into it. And I was really happy to start with my recap for Holiday for Heroes, because that movie was perfect to me. Uh-huh. I loved it so much. If you want to hear me gush about it or read me gushing about it, it's on my website.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not like Mark Lucas?
Oh my gosh.
A soldier. I mean, get out of here.
He was the best
I've seen him. And I loved him in Miss Christmas. So yeah. Much, but, whoa. His character just really tugged at my heart.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It was pretty cute. Yeah. So that's your favorite of the ones you've gotten to see.
That and Two Turtle Doves, which I don't know how to write about because it's very special. I want to do it justice, and it's hard with my lighthearted tone. I don't know. Like I'm poking fun at grief, which I'm not at all.
Right.
So I'm terrified about that one.
Maybe there's more of like a devotional approach.
Yeah, I'll have to do something different. Maybe I'll write a letter to it. We'll see.
Oh, that'd be cute.
That would be good.
Well, very good. So this weekend we had three different films, and we started out with Christmas in Rome. And so this movie, I was not feeling it from the previews and the other things, and so I went into it with pretty low expectations. I forget if I gave it a sock or if I gave it a coal. I can't remember, but I was pretty low on it. And so it was kind of interesting going into it. You know, they say the secret to happiness in life is low expectations. But here we go. So Lacey Chabert plays an independent-minded American tour guide named Angela, who is fired from her job in Rome just before Christmas. She crosses paths with an American executive named Oliver, who wants to buy a high-end Italian ceramics company. Oliver hires Angela to be his tour guide around the Eternal City, as the owner of the ceramics company won't sell it to him until he learns the heart and soul of Rome. But there is another heart and soul that he may win. Caroline, what was your overall thoughts on this one?
Like you said, I went in with like low expectations. Mm-hmm. Like I love Lacey, but recently some of her movies haven't been my favorite, and I hate that.
Right.
But I like parts of it, but overall, like, it wasn't like in my top 10.
Yeah, same. What did you think? As somebody, Emma, who we did the Lacey ranking by your request, how did you overall feel about it?
I loved her character a lot. Mm-hmm. Lately, it seems like she's been having some characters that I didn't love. Mm-hmm. but she was back to her light, funny, just bubbly self. And I really appreciated that. The movie was just, like, fine. I did go in with low expectations. I honestly did, because of the preview. I thought, oh no, this is going to be so boring. I didn't find it boring, so that's very good. Overall, it was good.
Yeah. So overall, for me, I overall liked it. I do have my fair share of issues, but it had a lot of swoon-worthy moments that kind of won me over. And I have to say, I think this is one of the best roles I've seen from Sam Page.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that he was very charming in this movie, and I kind of liked him as the bad man of business getting reformed. I thought that he did a good job with that. and so that was nice. I have a problem with the overall concept of the movie. Like, I just, if I was going to Rome, which I have been to Rome, and I went on a tour, and we had an Italian person give us the tour of Rome, like, I can't imagine going to a foreign country and having an expat give your tour. Like, that seems very weird to me. And then second of all, I have, is especially if he's supposed to get like the nitty gritty soul of the city kind of tour, you'd especially want an Italian person to give you that kind of tour, right?
Right.
I hadn't thought of that.
Am I crazy? I mean,
I guess not.
But, and then also, she supposedly is giving this like, wow, crazy tour that she's been fired for or whatever. And let's break it down here. She took him to a view. That's crazy talk there, a view. And they went and got coffee. And then they went to St. Peter's Basilica, which is on every tour, of course. Then they went and made panettone, which we'll talk about. And then they went to the I just lost it. Where did they go? The other big tourist place.
Colosseum.
They didn't go to Colosseum. They went to the Trevi Fountain. So they went to the Trevi Fountain, and yeah, I mean, I was not seeing that like down gritty soul of the city thing. That I was not seeing her special tour.
Well, she knew all about Christmas traditions, the Rome way. Maybe that's the
that's true. That is true. She did tell him about nativities. I'll give her that.
Mm-hmm.
The cute coffee thing, the pay it forward coffee thing, was sweet.
That was sweet.
Very sweet. Like, there was a lot of sweet stuff in it, but I'm just saying, I disagree in concept with a lot of this. Also, if it starts out with him in this boardroom, right? Mm-hmm. And these are these people that are like, you have to come home on Christmas Day. You need to be here for executive meetings the next day, no questions asked. And yet in the boardroom, they have like this Christmas mug of cocoa with like a peppermint stick in it. And I'm like, these things don't belong. Like, what is happening here?
Did he bring that in? Like, I was wondering.
Yeah, I don't know. But he evidently wasn't a Christmas guy, so that was hilarious. And
I
just laughed at all the silly stuff in this movie. Like, the fact that he's in Rome for a week, and he's just like, yeah, I'm just going to stay at the hotel the whole time.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, go out, dude.
I mean, you could even just take one of those bus tours. It's not a... And he's like, yeah, I was just going to take one of those Christmas cocktails and then I was going to be done.
Well, he really needed her.
He really did. I did appreciate, though, that we got a Sam Page in a bathrobe. That was nice. That was a nice moment.
Yeah,
his bathrobe was like all the way up to his head, though. It was like he was all buttoned up. He wasn't wearing a big coat. That was not like
that. Hey, I take what I can get these days. I mean, come on. But...
okay.
yeah. And so like it could take a real turn. Also, she had the nicest apartment in the history of Rome. Like that thing was huge.
The outside of that place was gorgeous.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't live there.
She's got all this like framed art and other like tour guide living is treating her well.
Well, she was never worried about the money like aspect of losing her job. She's never like, how will I pay for this? I was like, that'd be the first thing I'd be freaked out about. How am I gonna eat? She did not, she was not worried. She could just sell her art.
Also, how did she not get fired way sooner? If she's literally taking the sword off the statue or whatever that was, like, and she's just giving it to kids?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What is happening?
And that then, was iffy.
Yeah, and then, yeah, and then she's, like, breaking all the rules. And what is, these people have to get insurance. so true. Yeah. But I loved the, I forget his name, the Italian guy who owns the ceramics.
Luigi.
Luigi, that's right, mm-hmm. Luigi. And that was all really good. I'm sure actual Italian people are like, cringe, that's terrible. But I liked it. It worked for me. And it kind of reminded me of in Affair to Remember with Cary Grant and Deborah Carr, mm-hmm. when he goes, he takes her to go visit his grandma in Italy. And I don't know, it kind of reminded me of that whole scene of like the old school Italian grandma kind of character. But
I actually don't think I've seen that one, and I'm shocked.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
no, I'm shocked. Have I was raised on old movies.
Have you seen Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes.
Wait, is that the one I watched?
Sleepless in Seattle is like an homage to An Affair to Remember. They literally quote it like multiple times.
Which is the one you made me watch?
You've Got Mail. You watched
You've Got Mail, but I also watched another one.
With Tom and Megan?
No, Christmas was a big part of it. While You're Sleeping. That's
the one. That's a good one, too.
And then Close to Seattle is one I still haven't seen. I haven't talked to you in, months, either.
The only advice for watching An Affair to Remember is the middle part, when she's teaching the choir, fast forward.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself. Okay.
You'll be grateful. It's very boring. But the rest is good. Anyway, so yeah. What do you think of her putting the tracking device on him?
That was what?
I was thinking in another movie that would be.
Yeah, sure. Lifetime.
Yeah. I said she puts a tracking device on him. Imagine if this was a Lifetime movie.
I mean, but seriously. It's smart, but it's also scary.
Yeah.
And this was in the clip, and it was very, I'm still confused about this whole gingerbread making scene. Because he was like, the way he was assembling his Colosseum, I don't understand. Because like, when you make a gingerbread Colosseum, he was like gluing random pieces together. But when you make a gingerbread Colosseum, you have to have a pattern, and you make a cookie and it just seemed to defy the laws of cookie making.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand Christmas, Rachel.
I guess I don't. I still don't understand why they're sitting in the hallway.
Yeah, I was wondering that. Hallway.
With
yeah.
a tiny little table. It was very confusing to me. And like the little girl, she had it down. She's making like the gingerbread house and it looks normal. And he's like, he's like putting pieces together, but how did he make those pieces? Did he have like the pieces and then they all fall apart? So now he's trying to put it all back together. Was his pattern invalid? I don't know. It was very confusing.
You're so bothered by this.
It is. It just defies the logic of cookie making, and I can't handle that in my Hallmark movie. But
especially if Lacey Chabert is in the movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say Lacey's a pro.
Like, right. She should be able to help him. Although they made the cookie, the Colosseum cookie, before they visited the Colosseum, because they never visited the Colosseum in the movie.
Mm.
So that may be part of the problem. He was just winging it.
He just hasn't seen it yet.
I don't know. But the Panettone baking scene, I loved that scene so much. Come on. You didn't like it?
Go ahead, Caroline.
It was cute. Like, I like that scene. It reminded me of that other movie. I can't remember the name of it now. It's a Hallmark movie.
The Recipe for Love?
Yes.
Yes, me too. And I was so excited. Because in Recipe for Love, they have the sexy kneading scene.
Yes.
Also, which is my favorite thing to ever happen. And and they had it here. They even had the close up on the on their four hands kneading the dough. And I'm like, this is great. It was.
We had opposite reactions. This is what I wrote down, because I was actually screaming at the TV during.
Oh no!
I wrote the baking Pantene scene. OMG, no! So much tan, so oddly aggressive. So much towards the raw dough. Absolutely not.
Why is he dancing? Jab it into the dough.
And Emma
roast me out so much, and then like just the everything was the color tan. It just looked like everything was naked. I was so
Emma, I watch these movies and I never get any intimacy ever, so you can't take this from me. But their hands are actually touching for a long period of time. It was very exciting.
Yeah, but it was there was raw food in with the touching. I was not having it, but you can have it.
Okay, good. Yeah, it was so funny, because in Picture Perfect Christmas, when they are dancing, I was like, this is great. This is so good. And then I'm talking to Mel and Dory from All the Feels, and they're like, that scene was the worst. They're like, they're dancing to Babes in Toyland. I'm like, you're right. That is kind of the worst. And I just realized, I'm like, I'm so starved for intimacy in these films that it's making me like, it's getting bad. It's a very sad situation.
Does Lifetime show more
love? No, not really. A little bit, but not much. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but.
Not dough. Dough is not the solution. No.
So then he throws 3 coins in the fountain, in the Trevi Fountain. And if he had watched the classic musical, well, not musical, the classic romance, 3 coins in the fountain, he would know that that's a very bad idea.
Oh, no.
Another classic film that you guys should watch, because it's really good.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
3 coins in the fountain. I have a review on my family movie night.
Ooh.
And I'll put a link. People should watch it. But yeah, it's all about you come to Rome and you, 1 coin, you will, it's 1 coin, I think, that you'll, will return. 2 coins that you'll find love in Rome, and 3 coins that you'll stay, right?
You'll find your soulmate.
Find your soul. Your
true
soulmate.
Love. My bad. True love.
Yeah. So anyway, he throws all three coins in the fountain. And how did you guys feel they used Rome? Did you feel like it was enough?
I would want more scenery.
Mm-hmm.
I like whenever they do the out of like the other country movies and stuff. I want more scenery and stuff than what they give.
Yeah, I mean, I do not think this movie is as good as Lacey's movie in Bruges.
Mm-hmm.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Romance and Chocolate. And that had the sexy chocolate tempering, which
there you go.
That is the thing that I have. So
I was not grossed out by that one. So
okay, good. You at least you'll give me that.
I will.
Okay, thank you. So we had Lacey in a pretty va-va-voom dress. That was pretty exciting. Yeah, dress.
Red's her color. It looked very pretty.
Mm-hmm. It looked really good on her, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I really loved the whole, the selfie that he says, this will help me remember this perfect night. That was a cute moment.
That was sweet.
It was really cute. And when you see Sam Page painting his ornament, that was a very good scene. Mm-hmm. I would say that's peak Sam Page attractiveness.
There you go.
Painting.
So I loved that gift. The handmade ornament was really sweet.
It was
that
so
was sweet.
Good. Yeah. And just him like sitting there painting. That was really good. I loved that. And yes. And so then the whole date scene, and I've really been happy that Hallmark has been doing more dates,
mm-hmm.
which I'm a huge fan of. Because a lot of their movies for a long time, they would skip the dating part. It would just go right into, oh, we're high school sweethearts, so we don't need to date. And I really like when the guy has to get kind of uncomfortable and ask her on a date. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's really cute. And the whole date was just really cute. I liked it a lot.
But it ended bad, right? Or am I mixing up two times?
Well, there are kind of two dates.
Oh, okay.
But when he ignores in the main date, when he ignores his cell phone,
that was
really attractive. That was really good.
I was shocked by that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, it was a little jarring for me that we were supposed to kind of root for the big corporate buyout of the small run ceramics company.
That's so good.
I was kind of like, what is happening here?
Yeah, because it kept showing how bad, like how just rude and uncaring his boss was. And
yeah.
I thought that she was going to pull some bad thing and then he'd have to, you know, I just thought it would be all messy at the end. And I'm happy it wasn't.
Yeah, he said, oh, well, that he's going to lead the division or whatever. And so then you have them dancing to the First Noel,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty good. And again, I had to tag all the feels, Dory and Mel, because they're always getting mad about the Christmas. This is my favorite song. We must dance to it right now.
It is a Christmas. Yeah.
Christmas Carol.
I guess all I have to say is this is my favorite Christmas song.
Yeah.
Nobody listens to Christmas songs like as swoon worthy. I guess maybe Cold Outside. Maybe that's mm-hmm. the only one I can think of that maybe is like that. But and then they have an early kiss. That was
yay.
Exciting. I like that. And the magical vanishing lipstick, Hallmark lipstick. She had very red lipstick on. It was funny to me. And then he finds out he's gonna have to fly back Christmas Eve. And so then we have a fun sequence where she races through Rome on the Vespas. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the French people who were pretty cringeworthy, to be honest.
Why were they cringeworthy? I guess I didn't have any opinions about
just
them.
Just their accents and their, I don't know. I thought it wasn't my favorite. But they had the Christmas cocktail, so I guess that's how I'm excusing it. But I like that whole thing on the Vespa, and then her using the tracking device to find him, and then they have their nice swoon-worthy ending. And I don't know. There were enough cute spots, and I really did love that Panettone sequence. How dare you? It
was so good. I'll never see this again.
And so I know I'm going to give this 3.5 crowns. So, which is way higher than I expected. So, way to go. What do you think, Caroline?
I was going to say 3.25.
Very good. Okay. And Emma?
I give it a 3.
Very good. Okay, good. All right. We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They are our friends over at HelloFresh. And with HelloFresh, it's one of the most popular of the meal kits that subscriptions that you can get. And right now you can get 9 free meals with HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/Hallmarkies9. Use code Hallmarkies9 when you check out. And so what's great about HelloFresh is that you get a delicious meal and they have these cards that help guide you through the meal. And you get all of your sauces, all of your spices, everything that you need to make the meal. And you can see each step, oh, okay, I'm doing it wrong, doing it right. You can kind of know. And so it really helps you to be able to expand your palate and try new things, new flavors. Plus it saves you all the time that you would spend at the grocery shopping, meal planning, everything like that. And Caroline, you had a chance to try HelloFresh. What did you think?
I loved it. It was very easy to do. And I loved how they had it all like mapped out for you. You didn't second guess yourself. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And it was stuff that at least I wouldn't normally make. So you're kind of getting out of your comfort zone a little bit. And does that sound like something fun that you'd like to try, Emma?
Yeah, anything that keeps me from the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Yes. So you can go get 9 free meals with HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Hallmarkies9 and use code Hallmarkies9. So definitely check that out. Okay, next up we have Sense, Sensibility, and Snowman. So I'm just going to get one thing out of the way and then we won't talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Okay. This movie should not be called Sensibility anything. Like, I'm sorry. It just feels really, really lazy and that they're co-opting Jane Austen to get viewers. And there is nothing about Jane Austen in this movie except for the names. And they don't even get that right because Eleanor in the book is the by the book, the loyal person who is not going to take risks. And Marianne is the high strung, high spirited one. And then they just completely get rid of Willoughby at the beginning of the movie. Like he doesn't exist in this movie. And then Edward and Eleanor's relationship is not at all an adversary relationship. They get along famously. In fact, he doesn't want to get along with her because he knows he has these other commitments that he's made, but he just loves her so much and loves spending time with her so much, he can't control himself. And he even apologizes at the end. My behavior was abhorrent because he was selfish and only thinking of how it would hurt him and not her. And so it's just nothing. There's nothing. This should not be called Sense and Sensibility at all. That annoys me. I don't know if it annoys you, either of you at all.
Like, when I watched it, I didn't think about like the Sense and Sensibility part, but like before the movie started, I wonder how much of the book it will be like.
Yeah.
But like it didn't bother me watching it, but like during the beginning and stuff, I was like, I don't know how this is gonna work. But I liked it if it was a saint. Like I liked it, but it, like if it didn't have the Jane Austen thing, I think it would have been even better. If that makes sense.
And I think that it's just distracting for me because while I'm watching, I'm looking for the little Easter eggs, the little things that might. And there was just nothing in this movie that was Jane Austen at all. And so it kind of hurts the experience for me because like, I think the second time I watch it would probably be better because I know that there's nothing. And so I wouldn't be that distracted of kind of what's happening here. And I don't know, Emma, did you care about that at all?
See, here's the thing. I'm going to get, like, murdered because I'm a writer who's never read Jane Austen. I've just never gotten past the first page.
Uh-huh.
And so I have no opinion.
You have no opinion. But wouldn't you at least agree in theory?
Oh, yeah.
That if you're naming your movie off of another classic literature, you should have something to do with it.
Yeah, like, here's an example. I read Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses before I watched the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the same. And I was the whole time searching for the book I had finished like hours before. And I was so confused. So I had to rewatch it to even like have a pleasant viewing of it. So I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So we've talked about it. And now we won't talk about it anymore. So let's talk about the rest of this movie. So the setup is you have Kimberly Susted and Aaron Krakow and their sisters, and they have a party planning company. And then you have Luke McFarlane, who is the son of a toy making like dynasty. Because all of the time in these movies they act like China doesn't exist. Right? Like there's no Chinese toy companies. There's no but I think that the casting in this movie was by far its greatest strength.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Now I'm sure that Caroline agrees with this.
Yes.
Yes. As Aaron Krakow's best friend.
Yes.
Biggest fan.
Yeah. We're BFFs.
Yes.
We're your sisters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're the third Dashwood sister.
Yes. They just didn't know it.
But the name Caroline works really well with Ella and Marianne. I love it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My other friend Nina's going to write a movie, so she can use that in her new movie.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm very good friends with Nina as well, so this is great. But so did it fulfill? Was everything you dreamed it would be?
Yeah, I loved Aaron and Kimberly together. Like that was just that just made the movie for me. Like if it was just bad on every other spot, it was those two together was like the cutest thing.
Yeah, it definitely felt like they were sisters, and I wish we could have had even more time with the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And I definitely wished I could have had more time with Kimberly and her love interest too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I really did like them together. They were really cute, and I like Erin better when she is allowed to be funny.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I really think they should do more of that on What Calls the Heart. I mean, I know you have to keep it to that era, but they still laughed back then.
Mm-hmm.
Still had fun. So you can do it. And I don't know, when she's allowed to be silly and kind of giggle, I think she's so much better.
Yeah.
That's her sweet spot, in my opinion.
Her giggle is pretty cute.
Yeah, it's so good. I think that they need to do more of that. When Calls the Heart, I really do.
Yeah.
It would be so cute.
Maybe not with Baby Jack, that will help.
Yeah. Yes. And they released the poster. Did y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
I did it.
The When Calls the Heart Christmas poster. So that's pretty exciting. And little Jack looks so cute.
I know.
So cute. And so, yeah, that's what I would say to, because I thought that her summer movie, she was also kind of silly and kind of flirty with Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that in her. I think it's good.
Yeah, the sass in this movie was the cute. Yeah. Like, was so funny.
Yeah, because I think sometimes in When Calls the Heart, they're afraid to make her she's kind of a paragon of virtue, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, she's the teacher, she's always the good example. And if they just kind of played a little more with that sort of mischievous, silly side, I think it could be really, and can you imagine like having her and Rosemary teaming up to like play a trick or laugh or
set somebody up. Yeah,
it would be amazing.
Yeah,
so yeah, they need to do that. Please, if you're listening, showrunners, Do it.
I really loved her in this movie too. Mm-hmm. I thought she was so much fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought she was so goofy, and I love that they allowed her to be that way. But I agree. Erin and Kimberly Sested as sisters, it just worked. They were so adorable together. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Kimberly Sested is my number one Hallmark actress. So mm-hmm. it was just so great to see her.
Yes.
I like it when they actually have her on there. And I too wish that I saw more of that secondary relationship, because mm-hmm. they were so dorky and awkward. And I just thought it was so cute. It kind of brought me back to The Nine Lives of Christmas.
Yes.
And I love that. So yeah, that really worked for me.
How did you feel about the various scarves in the movie? It seemed to be a big plot point. That you are festive if you have a festive scarf. She had her first scarf was that red and white candy cane scarf.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the snowman scarf.
That was cute.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Especially because, like, I don't know if I'd want to buy a festive scarf, because you can't really wear it all year long.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a, but the snowman, at least you could wear it all winter.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wear Christmas stuff like all the time though. And I used to wear a shirt that said Little Miss Christmas in high school, just like any day. Mm-hmm. And Christmas socks year round. So
You're so festive. I'm so impressed.
I wear Christmas socks year round and Christmas mug every day. Yep. Oh.
See, now I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
No, Rachel.
I know.
You call yourself a Hallmarky.
I know.
By the way, if anybody wants to see a real version of Sense and Sensibility, I highly recommend the version with Dan Stevens, Patty Moynihan, and Charity Wakefield from the BBC. Of course, there's the Angley version, but if you want more of a mini series that's very, very, very good, check it out.
And if Dan Stevens is in it, and it's not playing a CGI beast.
I know. Don't get me started on there.
I know. I was being mean.
Just kidding. I really liked Kimberly when she's like, I never met a file. I couldn't file.
I know. It was so cute.
It's cute. And I kind of wished that the script had given more chances of Luke McFarlane to be funny. He was kind of a stiff mm-hmm. suit guy. And it took a long time for him to kind of loosen up, I felt like.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out his character. I don't know if it was just because his character wasn't written right, or if he didn't know who he was, because he was a tiny bit goofy, but he was also really stiff. Yeah. But it felt like he was trying to put on to be like his father. Like, he was wearing his father's clothes and doing all what he, you know what I mean? Like,
because I don't think he's
trying to be his dad, but like, he also sounded so goofy when he was trying to talk like this. So I couldn't figure him out at all. Yeah. He was just a goofy guy pretending he wasn't. I couldn't figure his character out.
I agree. I think that he was trying to be his dad, I think he'd only been the CEO for a little bit.
Yeah. I think a couple months or something like that.
So I think that's why there was like the awkwardness.
Okay.
And I did love, one of my favorite moments of the movie that probably no one else even noticed, is when she turns down his collar on his coat. I just thought that was really cute.
And I noticed that.
Yeah.
That was cute.
The putting down, I said it's his pretty sexy putting down his coat collar moment. So it was good.
You do look for it.
I'm getting desperate. It's a bad situation. I've watched almost 70 Christmas movies and it's just barely December.
You
need a Christmas cleanse after this.
I do. So I think I had to die laughing with the, can I get you an overly complicated beverage? That made me laugh with the almond milk gingerbread latte with no foam and a dash of whipped cream.
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess that makes you feel good, but it doesn't make the barista.
There you go.
I heard that those, you know, those unicorn drinks or whatever that they had at Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
I heard they were like a nightmare for the baristas to make.
Yeah,
don't order them. They're the worst. So, but I also thought, I guess it's selfies is my thing this year. Cause I also thought the eggnog family portrait selfie.
That was cute.
It was so cute. I loved it. It's adorable. And in general, I liked his parents. I thought they were cute. And they had the nicest apartments that they shot this.
Yeah.
Gosh, I know.
His parents' house had a walk-in fridge.
Yeah. Like what?
I wonder they could host the party there. And a full-size wine fridge. Full-size.
Please bring that to my house.
I'm like, whoa. This is really fancy. But anyway, that was really cute. And then I thought the party transformation was really fun. It was well done.
Yeah, I felt like this movie wasn't too much about party planning, right?
Yeah.
Because
hate me a party planning movie. But I didn't feel like stabbed by party planning, and that was so great.
Yeah. I agree. And they have a decorate a tree scene. And that was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something I've been wanting to say, but I kept forgetting to say it.
Okay.
Is they always decorate trees wrong in these Hallmark movies. Because when you decorate a tree, you want to start inside at the as far back inside as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You put the colored bulbs in the colored
back.
Bulb
yeah.
In the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go outward. You don't start at the top and go downward, because then you'll only have stuff on the very outward. And the more that you can start inside, the more full and thick and decorated and pretty your tree will be. So I've just been wanting to say that for a long time, because so when you're decorating, all of you out there listeners,
yes,
remember that. Start inside, go outward. The very last things that you put on your Christmas tree are your keepsake ornaments, your specialty ornaments. That's the very last thing.
Now what the heck do you mean about the inside?
The inside, as close to the trunk as you can possibly get.
Okay.
You go outward.
Yes. You need to take a class on this, Rachel.
Yes. I mean, we should do a special video on the YouTube, but if you can do that.
I'm just like needing to watch this process.
Because if you can do that, it just makes your tree look so much more like lush and full and layered. And it just looks way better.
You sound like my mom. My mom gets mad at me when I decorate the tree. She's like, you're doing it wrong. I'm like, I'm sorry.
High five to Caroline's mom. She gets it.
Yeah.
I learned this on my mission for my church. This we were decorating the tree, and this one lady, she was like, "Stop it, you're doing it wrong." And she showed me how to do it, and she was absolutely right, and I've never forgotten it. So there you go, that's your public service announcement. That really has nothing to do with this movie.
There you go.
But I've been wanting to say it.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so then we get the see, we get the party, and there's all kinds of shenanigans going on at this party. How did you feel about her overhearing this conversation between him and this worker? Were you pretty traumatized by that, Caroline?
I was like, don't listen, like, walk away. But like, I get why she was upset. Like, I would be upset too. So it was like it was a good reason to be upset at Edward. It wasn't some crazy thing. I would be upset too.
Yeah.
I agree that it's a good reason to be upset. But what I don't understand is why she's still not upset with him at the end of the movie about that, because yeah, he's trying to protect her from this awful guy. But what if that guy gets asked about the parties? Like, oh, I hear these party planners suck.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, oh no, these Dashwoods, they're horrible. So my husband and I griped about that for a little bit.
I didn't think about that. That's true.
Plus, she can work her pixie dust magic on this grumpy old guy. It could be the sequel.
She'll fall in love with him.
There you go.
For she'll fall in love with
him. Sensibility and scarves. Huh? There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You are brilliant, Caroline. That should be the title of the sequel.
There you go. You're welcome, Hallmark.
Yes. But, and so, yeah, I can see why she'd be upset. I preferred that upset over the Lucy upset.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Like, we just need to put out a memo to all characters in Hallmark movies that if you see a hug from a distance, it's always a goodbye hug.
Mm-hmm. Always. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was just kind of like, oh, I mean, come on. He's not going to, I mean, I don't know. I guess we're supposed to be really, really suspect of these guys. Yeah. They're cheating on everybody.
Did I see this wrong, or did Lucy like mouth "I love you" to him before she walked away?
I did not see that, but interesting.
She could have said "olive juice." I'm not sure, but it just looked like she was olive like, juice. Isn't that what you're supposed to say? You like mouth "olive juice" and you're like, "Oh, you love me," but you're like, "No, I just said olive juice." No one loves you.
I've never heard that in my life.
No. That's okay. I guess I have to meet friends in middle school.
That reminds me of middle school.
But I guess I thought I saw her mouth "I love you," like, "Oh, I love you," in a brother sister way. I don't know.
I have to rewatch it. Could be. I also loved the whole unwrapping gifts thing because I don't know, it was just so Christmassy and it was so cute. And I just, that was great.
And what I liked about that is they showed two different types of families celebrating Christmas their own way. Yeah, and not true. One was better than the other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I really appreciated that.
Yep. Agreed. But it was really, really fun. And then he comes over and because Brandon is coming over as well. And then he finally has it out and explains everything, and we get our cute little ending. So there we go. That's the movie. And so even though I had my share of issues, I still thought it was pretty sweet and fun. And the casting just did a ton for me in this. Mm-hmm. So I am going to give this film, I'm going to give it 3.5, also 3.5 crowns.
Good.
What about you, Caroline?
I'm going to give it a 4.
Very good. Great. Yeah.
I would give it a 5 if they had a like in between, like a mid movie kiss. Mm. But that didn't happen.
Yeah, it's true.
Sorry.
You gotta keep your standards with your crowns. Yeah. So. I respect that. Emma.
I would just like to add that I thought the colors in this movie were so happy and so bright, and I just loved the way everything looked. Mm-hmm. And I loved the way that Aaron and Kimberly's outfits coordinated with each other. Like, I don't know. I just love the way everything looked. It was so fun. What
I didn't like was that I didn't like the Kimberly on a pink dress at the party. She should have had on a red or green or blue, but Aaron had a blue dress.
Not a black dress.
Pink wasn't a black dress, so I'll forgive it. But pink isn't a Christmas color.
That's true.
It isn't a Charlie Brown Christmas. That I feel maybe not. I just feel like that light pink is everywhere in a Charlie Brown Christmas. I'll take it back. I don't know.
Fair enough. I can't argue with Charlie Brown. But I don't know. It's a choice, but it does not matter. And so I enjoyed it. How many crowns you give it, Emma?
3.5.
Perfect. Very good. I'd like to take a second and thank our second sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They are the good folks over at Care Of, and we've been so grateful to have them as a sponsor. And what Care Of does is they help you to find the right vitamin routine for you. And right now you can get 50% off your first order at takecareof.com. You enter code HALLMARKIES50, and that's a little different than the code that we've had in the past and the deal we've had. So definitely check that out for 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com enter code Hallmarkies50. And one of the great things about Care Of is that they start you out with this online quiz that helps you to figure out what your needs are. So like for someone like me, I was able to go on and to figure out that I need help with sleeping. And so they're able to make my order sort of focus more on that than some of the other things. And they do a really good job individualizing the great attention to detail in products. So everything has your name on it. It has a message just for you. Everything's very personalized. And Caroline, you had a chance to try Care Of. What did you think?
I really liked it. Like I took the quiz and it was easy. Mm-hmm. And they said I needed help with sleep and like just immediate, like helping my immune system and stuff. So mm-hmm. I've been enjoying the sleep and the immune boost.
Yeah. 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 And it's hard to find the perfect kind of vitamin routine for you. So I think it's helpful. And so, yeah, you can get 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com, enter Hallmarkies50 on your checkout. So definitely take a look at that. All right. So now we're going to talk about Christmas Town. And I think you posted on Twitter, Caroline, or somebody did, that these movies should have been Swap Networks.
The Christmas definitely. Town. Yeah. The
Billy Snowman. Yeah.
It's Sense of Belonging, so man, did not have a mystery feel at all. I was like, what is it doing?
No, yeah, it did not have anything that was sort of those deeper themes, and there was tons of that in Christmas Town. Mm-hmm. So it really, I agree with you. So
I even wrote down, it feels like a Hallmark Movies and Mysteries movies, though. So I totally, totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is Lauren Gabriel leaves everything behind in Boston to embark on a new chapter in her life and career, but an unforeseen detour to the charming town of Grandin Falls has her discover unexpected new chapters of the heart and of family, helping her to embrace once again the magic of Christmas. And so this movie, ugly cried. I mean, I'm not kidding. It was bad. I was upset, like in the very best sense of the way. This thing really worked for me. It really got to me. I thought it was, and it has its flaws, but overall just the message and the heart, I thought really worked. I think it's one of Candace's best movies mm-hmm. that she's made for Hallmark. I really do. And I really liked it a lot. And I don't know if it was necessarily expecting to, but I thought this was great. And I don't know. What were your overall thoughts, Caroline?
It was really sweet. It made me cry too. Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting it to be that emotional. But I loved it. And just because like adoption is like close to like my heart and everything.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And so that made it even better. And I love Candace. Like the last 2 years for Christmas movies have been like in my top favorites of the year. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad this one mm-hmm. was good.
Yeah. What about you, Emma? What'd you think?
I feel like I was punched in the face by this one in like a wonderful way.
Right. Exactly. Like,
I wasn't expecting it at all. I felt every emotion. I laughed, I cried, I yelled at the TV. I just everything.
And I am 100% sure that this thing is not a realistic depiction of the process of adoption. There's not a doubt in my mind. Mm-hmm. But I think that it made up for that in just the sweetness and the heart and the execution of this. Like, you just walk away like wanting to learn more about adoption and just wanting to support it more. And it just, I don't know. I didn't care.
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah.
Because I know you have to do all of these studies and people, you know, get approved. And it's a very complicated process to get to the adoption process. But I don't know. It just worked to me.
Yeah, like my friend is in the process of adopting, and like the story she's been telling me, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I didn't imagine it being like that. Like, mm-hmm. it's crazy, but like you said, it didn't bother me like in the movie, but it was like, now that I watched it, I'm like, but I still liked it.
Oh, yeah. It was so good. But yeah. So basically her train gets stalled in this small town. And then you have I thought it was really a fun way to introduce this Tim Rosen character by having her think he's the taxi. And that was very enjoyable.
I was giggling so much when they were taking the bags in and out of his truck.
Yeah, that was so funny.
And then that guy vouched for him. She's like, yeah, I don't know him either. And I just thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
And I think what really worked is anytime she would read one of those letters.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was so good from her dad.
Yes.
And she sees his picture in the coffee shop.
That gave me chills, but she's like, oh my God.
It was so, yeah. I mean, I just related to it because, you know, both my grandmas passed this year, and my aunt and uncle, just for their Christmas card this year, she had this whole collection of Mary Engelbright cards that they found. And so they wrote a poem in tribute of my grandma and just sent out some of these cards, and I was a wreck.
Of course,
I would be too.
I just felt like some of that same connection when she's reading these letters from her dad, and it was just, it totally worked for me. It was great, and I really liked Beth Broderick at the cafe. I thought that she was really good.
Oh yeah, I loved her and her friend Gloria's chemistry. That was one of my favorite parts of the movie. Just them, like their banter, especially when she brought her the box and they're like, oh, I really wish there'd been more in it. I guess it was just so natural.
Yeah.
And I just felt like the movie was so well paced.
Yes.
It really felt like there was this town and all these, I loved it.
Yeah. It was so good.
I was like, can I say something controversial?
Please. Yes.
I would rather go to what's it called? Grand Valley or
Grandin Falls.
Grandin Falls than Evergreen.
What?
Yeah, yes. For sure.
Yes.
Definitely. Definitely this year.
Real. Like they feel more real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it.
Yeah. Definitely, especially this year.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's a very good point. I support you in your controversial opinion.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I like Beth Broderick. She was in a Lifetime movie that I feel like I was the only one that liked. It was like Love Always and Christmas or something like that. Anyway, she played like Mrs. Claus, and she was really cute. So I like her. And Tim Rosen, he was like this perfect sort of man who has many jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just see him all around.
Hallmark guy has lots.
Yes. Yeah. And so he's fixing the electricity at the cafe. And so what do you guys think of Dylan?
Oh, he was so sweet.
So cute.
It was really adorable.
And the way he kept giving away his coats.
I know.
So cute. And it reminded me of my niece who's like 15 now. It's kind of crazy. But when she was little, they were at like an In-N-Out or someplace like that. And they saw a homeless man, and she was like, why can't we, he needs a coat, we need to give him a coat. And so they started, my sister and her started this whole coat drive when they're in their married student housing that they were at. They were in Stanford, and it was just the cutest thing. Like, she immediately sees this man, and she's like, we need to help him.
Kids are so pure.
I know. And it reminded me of that. And so he starts this charity drive, and she just almost immediately is like, I'm going to stay here a little bit longer, which I think makes sense because of the connection with her dad.
Mm-hmm.
Once she saw that picture, I think she was going to be there.
Yeah.
So, and it was kind of interesting, the other man in this one, because this guy, Eric, because he was pretty much in love with her in a way a lot of times you don't see in these movies.
Yeah, with the other guy. Yeah, they usually don't care too much.
Yeah, and she's like, well, write me a letter. And so he's trying to, which is just, it was an unusual dynamic to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go out and get the tree, and we find out that Dylan has been in 3 foster homes, and we find out that Lauren grew up in foster care.
So that was such a good moment.
I know.
It really was. It was so good. It was so good. And then, like I said, I just loved any time that she read one of those letters from her dad. And yes. So mm-hmm. She ends up getting a job working in Grandin Falls. And she's going to be a teacher there. So she's going to actually move there. And they had another really sweet dancing scene, I think, between them.
Yeah.
It really worked for me. I also really liked the whole scene where they keep slipping on the ice and there's the
snow hide.
That was good. And that's when they find out that that she's going to try and adopt Dylan. And he's kind of mad at first.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, because he thinks she's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to, to keep Dylan, you know? But I don't know why they didn't let him adopt him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did he not try? Or did he not think that he was enough for him? I can't decide.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Then Eric shows up and he tries. He said, give me a chance. And so she's thinking about that. But I thought the breakup between the two of them was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice. And
it was classy.
It was classy. That's exactly right. And then they say to Dylan, and he says, there's some things I can't fix. And then they say a prayer on the broken angel, and which she has the wing for,
mm-hmm.
which made me lose it. And I thought that was so sweet just the whole message of sort of broken families can be healed and broken angel, and it was so good. I loved it. And then you find out the adoption has been approved, which I know is totally unrealistic, but again, I was fine with it. And she says when I knew all I wanted to do is find you. It was so good. And she says all along, I've been designing the perfect home with the perfect Christmas for the perfect love.
Oh.
It was so good.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
Yeah. I want to have this movie had, I want to have the writer Wesley Bishop on, and then Donald Martin. It looks like it has 2 team writing. They did a great job with this movie.
They did.
They did.
But, and then Dylan gives her the angel. And she I thought it was some of CCB's best acting that she did. And she just, you have the angel and she has the wing and she's crying.
I was crying.
I was really impressed by that, by how she did that. I really was.
Me too.
Yes.
Some angels just need a little bit of help.
Oh.
It was so good. So I loved this movie. It was so good.
Yes, it was.
I really did. And so, yeah, I liked the whole town and just everything. It worked for me. So I'm going to give this one a very high score. I liked it way more than I expected. I'm going to give it a 4.75 crowns.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
It was really good. What about you, Caroline?
I was going to give it a 4.75.
Ah! Yes. Yes.
I have one question before I give my score.
Okay.
I may have missed this because I honestly just watched this movie. Why was her dad's picture in the Christmas cafe?
I think it's because it was like his favorite place because he would do all his deliveries and stuff.
Yeah.
And that he would stay there. And it showed him with the angel.
Yes.
So I think he got that there. I think he spent a lot of time there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think is the idea.
Okay. I thought there was going to be a little bit more coming out in the end about that. I thought there'd be like a little twist. I don't know.
That makes sense.
But I'm still giving it a 4.75.
Yes.
If I had a little bit more, I would have, with the picture, I would have given it a 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know I didn't say much about it. It's just because it was so good.
It really was. It was just, it was great. So well done, all involved.
Yes.
It was very good. We took a poll of our listeners of which one was their favorite of this weekend. And I'm so proud of our listeners because Christmas Town wins.
Oh, thank goodness.
37%.
Nice.
I did not think it would, but I am so proud of them. It was a pretty tight race. So you had Christmas Town 37%, Sense and Sensibility Snowman 35%, Christmas in Rome 28%. So they all did pretty well.
Shows it was a good weekend.
It really was. It was, yes, a good weekend. And so we have some thoughts on why. So let's see here. Marianne C. says, loved Sense and Sensibility and Snowman. I was surprised it was on HMM. I think it was originally to be on Hallmark Channel because it was so funny. Felt like this was the first real, purely comedic role I've seen Erin Krakow, and she knocked it out of the park. I also loved Erin and Kimberly as sisters and found it very believable. I'm not into decorating or party planning, but found that they used that as an excuse to take a tour through Christmas. Ed was such a good balance for Ella, and they really learned from each other. So Cammy, our good friend Cammy, says, haven't been able to watch the other two, but I really loved Sense, Sensibility, and Snowman. Just think it belonged on Hallmark Movie. Seemed more like a Hallmark Channel movie. Sorry, that it doesn't belong on Hallmark Movie. It seemed more like a Hallmark Channel movie. So that seemed to definitely be a thought. Our friend Trish, she says Romance, Scenery, and Rome is her favorite. Dalen Glover says Christmas Town hit some personal notes for me, so it wins hands down. I also love CCB. Charlotte Humphrey says, I loved the chemistry and the characters and also loved how foster care and adoption was promoted. Candace Cameron Bray was incredible. Christmas Town was phenomenal. And the entire cast was totally awesome. Had me in tears during the entire foster care and adoption scenes. One more. The Kathy Jane says, Christmas Town had so much heart and many inspirational moments to it. Hope, faith, love, all important, not only in a Christmas movie, but all year long. Loved them praying, talking about God, foster care, and generosity. My favorite so far. So there we go. That's a whole lot. Let us know your thoughts of which ones were your favorites. Put in the comment section or on Twitter. We'd love to hear your feedback. And so thank you so much, you guys, for coming on the podcast and talking about these movies. I really appreciate it. And Emma, where can people find you?
You can find me at Instagram and Twitter at The Hallmark, or you can find my recaps and reviews of Hallmark movies at thehallmark.com.
Great. And Caroline, where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Meet Us Caroline R. I think about it for a second.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So make sure to check that out and make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Podcast and Hallmarkies Pod, all of our social media and on iTunes and YouTube. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave us your ratings and reviews. We really appreciate it. And if you're listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. We really, really appreciate that as well. And please consider becoming a patron of our channel. We sure appreciate the patrons that we have, and we try to give you some exclusives, some benefits, some giveaways, other fun stuff. So definitely check that out. Information's all in the description section. We also have our merch store with exclusive designs from Jessica Miller, artist Jessica Miller. And also we have a design from Emma the Hallmark. So that's exciting.
And lives of Christmas.
Yeah. So check that out. The link will be in the description. So thanks again, you guys. I really appreciate it. And we will have to talk again soon.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.